I'm speaking with Paula Patterson. And Paula, tell me the staffing company that you're with.
I work with the Reserves Network.
And what kind of staffing do you specialize in?
We specialize at this point in all full office product staffing, including light industrial, engineering, sales and marketing, operations, accounting, administrative.
And what are typically employers looking for when they come to you? What kind of people, what kind of credentials, and how do you make sure that we fit those when we walk in your door?
That's a great question. It depends on the business and exactly what their business needs are. So they can come to us anything. What we do is we do a search based on their specific business needs. We're very careful to understand and work with our clients to make sure we're getting the right candidates in front of them. So as an example, we've had requisitions for attorneys here, for CEOs. We've had requisitions for warehouse. And really knowing what the client wants is how we determine who we go after.
Do companies have to be a certain size for them to utilize your services?
They do not. We can do anything from a mom and pop shop that needs some extra help all the way up to a global organization.
And when employers are contacting you, are these for more short-term positions or long-term positions?
They're everything. We specialize in temporary, so if somebody needs someone for just a day or an afternoon, temporary to hire if they kind of want to test drive the employee before they bring them onto their payroll, and direct hire opportunities. We also do contract positions, so we offer contractors for those who have project-based needs.
Who handles the benefits when they come through an agency like yours?
We offer benefits. That's the one thing that we do that not every staffing agency does. We do offer benefits that are ACA compliant, and we offer three levels. So we offer a basic plan, and you can upgrade on that to get a little more coverage depending upon your individual needs.
Got it. When employers look for employees through staffing companies, what are some of the skills that they're looking for now, the things that are highest in demand?
Highest in demand, when they, you know, a lot of call center, they want to have previous call center experience at that level. Warehouse, they want them to be certified in forklift, know how to work properly with safety protocol within that. And then when you get into office positions, for us in the Tampa market, a lot of that is based on education. Do they have degrees? Do they have proficiencies within certain skills like Microsoft Office Suite? And we do provide customized testing based upon what they need for that position to share that with our client.
If we are a temporary worker person, I think we may not realize that that might be a great niche for us. What are some of the advantages for working as a temporary?
Working as a temporary, a lot of people find they like it because some people don't want to stay in the same place forever.
Right.
They like the opportunity to have that variety of where they work and meet other companies. And it does give you a chance to get out there in the market and see where you'd like to target for your career. We open the door for them. So a lot of companies will only hire through a temporary agency, which gives them a chance to really evaluate that employee before they make a commitment to them. But it gives the employee a chance to evaluate the employer before they make a commitment to them, too.
And that's really important. People aren't always what they say, and it doesn't always look like it's supposed to look. And if you take a permanent position, you're really kind of stuck there for a while.
You are. We hope you are anyway.
Yes, exactly. When we are looking at temporary agencies, is it beneficial to sign up with a couple different agencies, or how can you help us navigate the whole sign-up process?
I think it's really important that you do your research. Some of the research with agencies is I look at reviews. I've been in this market and have been doing staffing for about 20 years. So when you look at the review of a company, you're getting feedback from candidates and clients that let you know what their experiences were. But, you know, I think it's smart to shop around. One of the things that really helps us stand out is our company does a lot of investing back into its staff. A great example is right now the Reserves Network has started a program where they are doing certifications for their staffing teammates in every branch and offering the top performers a certified staffing professional certification. You have to study, you have to take an exam, but what that does for our clients is it really puts us on the cutting edge of what we need to do properly and in accordance with the law to get them the right candidates.
All right. And when you talk about accordance with the law, it's important to note, too, that when you hire temporary employees as a small business or a large company, you're benefiting because you take care of a lot of that paperwork.
We do it all. That's probably the nice part for all of our clients. When they work for us, they're our employees, so we're responsible for processing their time and paying them. We take on all the payroll taxes. We also handle all the workers' compensation. So if anything was to happen, we're the ones who are responsible for that. But more importantly, we're there to help our client every step of the way. If there's any counseling that needs to be done, if they don't work out, or if they love them, which is always our hope, we're the ones who communicate that. We watch their attendance. We make sure they're ready and there to go. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. Like I said, I've been in staffing in the Tampa Bay market for 20 plus years. I chose to work for the Reserves Network because of their core values being integrity, really standing up, doing the right thing. We don't take advantage of people. We're very transparent, and it's a family-owned business since 1984. I couldn't be more proud to be part of a company.
Wow, that's nice. The benefits to that is it's still probably run more like a family business.
It is. It really is. You know, there's a heart to our company, which isn't in every staffing organization.
Right.
Some of them are so big, they kind of lose that. We haven't lost that.
That's so nice. How do they get a hold of you, Paula, for more information if they want to talk to you about getting employees for their business on a temporary to perm basis or just temporary business or signing up to be one of your temporaries?
They're more than welcome to go to our website. We have a number of branches they can select to be contacted. If they go to trnstaffing.com, they can find all the information there, or they're more than welcome to contact me directly. They can contact me via email at ppatterson@trnstaffing.com, or they can call me at 813-258-4101.
Give me that number one more time.
813-258-4101.
That is perfect. Thank you.
You know, I know right now the market, it's been tough. It's been really tough as far as having available candidates. Our economics has made sure that our unemployment rate is at the lowest it's been in as long as I can remember. That being, most companies don't have the bandwidth to have a team of recruiters working for them day in and day out. And when they come to us, that's what we do. We can kind of augment their already existing HR team, work with them to help them find candidates so their business processes don't have to slow down or face an interruption because they don't have the right talent on their team.
And with that, we'll be back with more of my show in just a moment.